Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. Yishish kiyuschus. For Mars Hanamari Maschanish, you should have a fushleima. And Leilui Nishmas Gittel Merle Brian Delea. Bas Marenu Harav Yochanan Zetzal. And for fushleima, for Yishai Dov Halevi Ben Neri, Pesach Shachar Yisrael. He was a chayal, a friend of mine who was badly wounded in war. And we're going to be learning the sugya of Kedush Rishon HaKitcha L'Shaita, one of my favorite sugyas, based on the wonderful sefer Ma'ar B'Bisimcha of Rav Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tes Amid Beis, Ein Bein Shilo LiYerushalayim Ella. The Gemara contrasts Shilo and Yerushalayim. Shilo where they had a Mishkan, Yerushalayim the Mikdash. One of the differences the Mishnah says is Kedusha Shilo Yesh Acharei Heter, but Kedusha Shalayim Ein Acharei Heter. Kedusha Shilo has a Heter after it's destroyed, and Yerushalayim doesn't. Rashi says Kishachar V'Shilo Hutra Bamos. After Shilo was destroyed, Bamos, personal altars were permitted, and Yerushalayim doesn't have a Heter after Yerushalayim was destroyed, Bamos are Aser. Gemara says in Dafyur Amar B'Yitzchok Shemati Shemakrivim Beischonya B'Zman Hazeh Kusav Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita Below Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. I heard, says Rabbi Yitzchak, that their makriv in Beis Chonio, Beis Chonio is a mizbeach that Chonio built in Alexandria, in Egypt. So I heard that their makriv there was manazet, since the bais was destroyed. The bamos are mutter. So he also said Beis Chonio was not a Beis Avodazara, the Gemara says, because there's an opinion that Beis Chonio was a Beis Avodazara. He holds that it's not, and therefore there's no Isra Avodazara. And he also holds that Kedush Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, below Kitcha L'Asilah, the Kedush Rishona of Yerushalayim, which assered Hakrabas Hakrabba Bibama, was only Kadosh L'Shaita when the house was built, and it wasn't Kadosh L'Asilah after the Bayis was Nechref. And the Gemara says, Tanoihi. It's really a machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shamati me rabosai, I heard, meaning from his rebbes, Sheubonim behechol, when they built in the hechol, when they started building the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Ezra, and they didn't have walls yet for the Beis HaMikdash, osim klaim lahechol v'klaim la'azara, they would make klaim, they would make curtains for the hechol and curtains for the azara. Ela shebehechol bonim mebuchutz, in the hechol, they would make the curtains inside the place of the wall, and then they would build the wall outside. And in the Azara, they would do the opposite. They would make the climb outside, and then they would build the wall inside where the curtains were. And the Mishnah continues, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati Shemakriv and Alpha Pisha Ein Bais. I heard that their makriv korbanos on the Mizbeach. Even though there's no Bais, as long as they have a Mizbeach, they can be makriv. Why? Because Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lava. Because the first Kedusha is enough. Once it was Kadosh L'Shaita, it was Kadosh L'Asid Lava. So the Gemara's understanding, there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't be Makriv Korbanos if there's no bias that's built. Because Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, below Kitcha L'Asid Lava. And therefore, when they came to Yerushalayim, and they started being Makriv Korbanos, but that bias wasn't Banu yet, they made klaim, they made curtains instead of the walls, and then they were Makadish the Mikdash. Rabbi Yeshua says they can be Makrav even without a bias, because the first Kedush is enough. Kedush Rishona Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Lasid Love, and they can bring Karbanos even without a bias Bana. So the Gemara is Medayik from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says that Kedush Rishona is Kitchel Lasid Love, as he says explicitly, Kedush Rishona Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Lasid Love. So the first Kedush is Lasid Love. Mechad Rabbi Eliezer Sabr, Lo Kitchel Lasid Love. Rabbi Eliezer must hold, who argues on Rabbi Yeshua, that Kedusha Rishon is not Kadosh L'Asid Lava. And therefore he holds that you make claim instead of the Chomes HaBayis. That's how they're Mekadosh and the Mikdash once again. And since it wasn't Kadosh L'Asid Lava, Rabbi Eliezer would obviously hold that you can be Makrav Bibam of Bizman HaZen. Rabbi Yeshua would hold not. Rashi says, "Bekasever kedusha sheniskat Yerushalayim ena kedusha laolam u'mishachar v'hutu rabamos." He holds that kedusha rishona is not kitcha l'asid lavo, and after the Chorban. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says that they were Makar v'Beis Chonyo because the first Kedusha is not Lasid Lavon after Yerushalayim was destroyed, since it's not Kadosh anymore. Now Bamas are Mutter. Because if it's Kadosh, Bamas are Aser. But if Yerushalayim is no longer Kadosh, Bamas are Mutter. If Kedusha Rishon is not Lasid Lavon, then Bamas are Mutter. What does it mean it's Kisha Lasid Lavon? Misha Techrav. From the time it's destroyed. That's what Lasid Lavon means, not when Mashiach comes. Kedushon Kitcha L'Shaita. Below Kitcha Lasid Lavon. After destruction, it's no longer Kadosh. And we go on. We saw in the Gemara that they made klaim for the Heichal according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, why? So that the Ezer should be called Pesach Ol Moed. Otherwise you can't build, you can't bring Karbanos there until the Binyan is finished. And they were already bringing Karbanos, so they had to make Pesach. How do they make a Pesach Ol Moed? By having curtains. They would bonim mibachutz, they would build the wall outside of the curtains. The curtains were inside. In order that the bone and the builders don't go into the heichal. So therefore they had the curtains inside of where the walls were so that the builders don't go into the heichal. And the Gemara says, from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita. V'kitcha L'Asid Lavo, it must mean that Rabbi Eliezer holds Lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. Lav Machad Rabbi Eliezer Savar. Rashi says the boy climb. He makes curtains. He says you have to have curtains. He obviously holds Lo Kitcha L'Achar Churban. It wasn't holy after the Churban, and therefore it says Rashi, you need the climb. You need these curtains. Bimkom Binyan. And then they were Makadish it again. Betozus of Ashir, like it says in the Gemara Masechah Shavuos. That's the machlokas here. Do you need? Is Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita L'Asid Lava or not? Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's Kitcha L'Asid Lava, therefore you don't need these curtains, you don't need to resanctify the Mikdash. And Rabbi Eliezer says you do need to resanctify the Mikdash. Now, it's interesting to note that there's a parallel sugya to this one in the Seches Shavuos Daf Yadalid, and there Rashi is Soser himself. Here in Megillah, Rashi says, do you know why the curtains were inside when they were building the walls? In order that they don't enter the Heichal. So they're building the walls of the Heichal, in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had curtains, and then they would build the walls. The curtains would be inside the walls. Why? So that they don't enter into the Heichal. In Shavuos, Rashi says, a different time. And Shavuos Rashi says, "Kadeshelo mishum shlo yazuno einem in a heichal." Hal davru. Rashi says they shouldn't look at the heichal. That's what they had the curtains. So are the curtains to stop them from coming in to say till here, or are the curtains that they don't look? Itzarech iyun gadol. Another stira is that here Rashi says that you need these curtains bechlal. The Mizbeach has to be to the entrance of the tent of meeting, otherwise they can't be makar, Rashi says, till the finishing of the binyan. That's why you need the curtains, so it's called Pesach Ol Moed, the Mizbeach. There Rashi says, do you know why I need these curtains? Shim ein bayis ein karbon. There's no bayis. There's no karbon. So these curtains were machshir the azaras to bring a carbon, because if there's no house, there's no carbon. So which one is it? Is it that it should be Pesach Ol Moed, or that if there's no house, there's no carbon? So we see Akol Panim from the sugyan Shavuos that Rashi there is holding that by these klaim there's a din bias, and it has a din gamur, b'shem gamur of Beis HaMikdash through these klaim, and therefore only there Rashi says that it has Kedushas Heichal Mamish, and therefore we can ask her Shelo Yazunu Einam Min HaHeichal. We don't want them to look at the Heichal because then it's Kedushas Heichal, because these curtains make Kedushas HaBayis. In our sugya, Rashi doesn't say it's called a bayis through these klaim, but you can still be Makrif Karbanos if you're Makadish the place with two todas and a shir, like it says in Shavuos. So you can't aser them from being nene because there's no kedushas hechol mamish. There's no isur of being nana b'riya. But b'chozot, it's still holy, so you don't want them to walk inside. So that's why you have the curtains. So if it has a din bayis mamish, that's more chamor. So you can't even look. It doesn't have a din bayis mamish, but it still has kedusha. So then you're going to have the curtains to stop them from walking in. So it comes out then that the yisod of the chilik between the perish of these two sugyas is that in Shavuos we see a chumra that you can only bring korbanos if you have a bayis gamor. Rashi there says it's called a bayis through the curtains. So that's a chumra, that in order to bring korbanos you need a bayis. That's why I need the curtains. But it's also a kula. What's the kula? Kula is that you can have a bayis just with klein. The curtains are enough. And then from that comes a chumra. And now it has called dine bayis from these curtains. In Megillah we have a kula. What's the kula? That you can have korbanos even without a bayis. But there's also a chumra. The chumra in Megillah is that it's not called a bayis. For a bayis, curtains aren't enough. In Shavuos, curtains are enough to make a bayis. In Megillah, curtains aren't enough to make a bias. Not called a bias. But since it's not called a bias, we also have a kula. And now you're allowed to look, in theory. So that's the difference, Zayir and Shusan, between the two sugis. And now, we just have to understand how Rashi knows to explain these sugyas so differently. So, says Rav Hamnik, we can explain this based on another big chiluk that we find between these two perushim. And that is in Megillah, Rashi says that Kedusha Rishona Niskacha Yerushalayim. Rashi tells us in Megillah that Yerushalayim became holy. But Rashi doesn't. Rashi says v'kasavu kedusha sheniskatcha Yerushalayim, but he doesn't tell us who is mekadesh Yerushalayim. In Shavuos Rashi says, you know who's mekadesh Yerushalayim? David and Shlomo. Also in Arisa again, Megillah Rashi says that kedusha rishon is lo kitchel lashid lavo, according to that man the Omar, is kolomer mishetechrav. From the time it's destroyed. So Rashi says, Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita Velo Kitchel Asid Lavo Kolomer Misha Techrav. From the time it's destroyed, it doesn't have its Kedusha anymore. And in Shavuos, Rashi didn't say that. So in Shavuos Rashi told us who is Mekadesh Yerushalayim, in Megillah he wasn't, he didn't tell us. In Shavuos Rashi didn't say Kalomer Misha Techrav in Lokit Shalasid Lavo, and in Megillah he did. He said Misha Kalomer Misha Techrav. So the explanation is that there's a big chilik between these two sugyas. Because this Mishnah in Megillah is not talking at all about the Kedushas based on Mikdash. It's talking about Kedushas Seir Yerushalayim, because it says in the Mishnah, Ein Bein Shilav Yerushalayim El Shabashiloch and Kachim Kalam Meister Sheni B'chol Aroah. So the Mishnah is talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim. And in Shiloh, you can eat Kachim Kalim as long as you can see it, and Maaser Sheni as long as you can see it. And in Yerushalayim, it's Lefanim Menachoma. Yerushalayim, you have to be in the walls. So the Mishnah is talking about Dine Kedushas Yerushalayim B'Torah Seir. It's not talking about Kedushas based on Mikdash B'Torah Bayis. And still, if nevertheless we find that the Gemara made the Din of Hakrabas Karbanos contingent on whether or not there's a Bayis, So it must be that this sugya is holding that the din karban is not totally in the shame bias. That's not the issue here. The issue here is Kedushas Yerushalayim. The only thing is, you can't be makrif b'chol makom b'Yerushalayim. That's pasha. You can only be makrif b'makom hamikdash. But this being makrif b'makom hamikdash is not talui in the shame bias. It's talui in Yerushalayim. So it emerges then that according to this sugya, we learn a big chiddush. That besides the dinei kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash b'taras bias, there's a din kedusha of the makom hamikdash b'taras makom hamakudash b'Yerushalayim. It's the holiest place in Yerushalayim. And if there's no longer kedusha to Yerushalayim, then this kedusha also goes away. But since again we're dealing in the context of kedushas Yerushalayim, the Mishnah contrasts kedushas Shiloh to kedushas Yerushalayim. So when we're talking about the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, it also stems from Yerushalayim. And then if Yerushalayim loses its kedusha, Memela, the Beis HaMikdash also loses its kedusha. But it's not totally in shame bias. But we still have Yerushalayim even in the time of Galus. So, why would you say that the kedusha should go away? And therefore Rashi explains that according to the Man D'Amar V'lo Kitchel Lasid Lavo, you know why it goes away? Kolomer Mishatechrav. There's a special din here. Even though Yerushalayim is still here, but if Yerushalayim is destroyed, including the Makom HaMikdash, the Kedusha goes away. But again, the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash only comes from Yerushalayim. And then after the destruction, so that makes the Kedusha of Yerushalayim go away in the middle of the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash. But the Makom HaMikdash is only Kadosh, is the holiest place in Yerushalayim. And since we're talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim, and Kedushas Makom HaMikdash as a Maila in Kedushas Yerushalayim, and not the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash B'Taras Bayis, therefore Rashi writes, Stam, that the Yerushalayim was Niskatsha Barishona, and it doesn't write who was Mekadesh it. Because Yerushalayim wasn't completely captured in the time of Yoshua. As it says in Yoshua, Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Samach Gimel, Vesevusi Yoshua Yerushalayim, Lo Yechlu Bnei Yehuda Lo Rishon. They didn't completely kick out the Yevusi, the Jebusites. So it's not so clear if it was sanctified by this kibush. So since we're dealing with the kedusha of Yerushalayim, and we don't know exactly when Yerushalayim was miskadesh, because maybe it was in the time of Yehoshua, and maybe not. Maybe it was later in the time of David or Shlomo. But since we're dealing with kedusha of Yerushalayim, and it isn't clear when Yerushalayim was miskadesh, Rashi doesn't say anything. We just know that Yerushalayim was miskadesh. Since the issue is Yerushalayim, and it's not clear when Yerushalayim was Mekadesh, therefore Rashi doesn't say who is Mekadesh Yerushalayim. Al Kopanim, according to our sugya, we don't need Kedushas Habayis in order to be Makar of Korban. It's enough to have Kedushas Makom HaMikdash as the holiest place in Yerushalayim. And therefore Rashi says that they spread curtains B'Makom Binyan. That's the Klayim, these curtains. The purpose of these curtains was you don't need a bias. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that Kedusha Rishona, Lo Kitchel Lasid Lavo, the purpose of these curtains were just to give mechitzas to this place. And then they were mekadeshit with todos and shir. But not to give it a shame bias. You don't need a shame bias. And the sugya in Shavuos, Rashi holds fakert. That Rav Huna and Rav Nachman argue is an argument there. Begeder hakidush al hazaros. That's the context of Shavuos. They're arguing about Kiddush HaZos. They were talking about Kiddush HaZos and Mikdash B'Torah's bias. That's also the context of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is told that in Tamish and Nechmas B'Mikdash and this Kiddush of the bias. And on that, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are arguing. So there the context is the Kiddush of the actual bias, not of Yerushalayim. And therefore, Rashi explains, by Kiddusha Rishona, Sheneskachai De Davru Shloma. Because that's talking about the Makom HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. They're the bonum of the Beis HaMikdash. And there Rashi didn't explain anything according to the Man D'Omar of Lokit Shalasid Lava. Rashi, in our context, says Mishatechrav. Because in our context, it's a Chiddush. Why should the Kiddush of Yerushalayim go away? So the answer is, after the destruction, so since there's a destruction of the Mikdash, the Kiddush of Yerushalayim goes away. And Memela, the Kiddush of HaMikdash. It's a Chiddush, because we're bothered that Yerushalayim is still here. The answer is, after the Chorban, that destroyed the Chorban destroyed Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Kedushas HaMikdash. But in the context of Maseches Shavuos, where we're talking about the Kiddush HaZara, there it's Pashut. If there's no bias, there's no Kedusha. Rashi doesn't have to say Mishatechrav. That the Lasid Lava was after it's destroyed. Pashut. That's after it's destroyed, there's no more Kedusha. Rashi isn't bothered with how the Kedusha goes away. So when it says Lo Kitcha Lasid Lava, Rashi doesn't have to say anything because we understand. There's no bias like Rashi's Batlala. Of course, there's no more Kedusha. And therefore Rashi says there that on the tzad that Rabbi Eliezer holds lo kitcha lasid lavo, so you know why you need klein? The klein are to make a bias, because the bias make a kedusha shniyah. And therefore Rashi says if ain't bias ain't karban, there's no bias, there's no karban, because there you're trying to create a shame bias. The Mishnah in Shavuos, just to clarify more, says that you're only Mosif al Irva Azoris, B'melech, Novi, for Bitumim, Sanhedrin, Shoshivim Ve'echod, Uvishtei Todos, Uvishir, Ubeisim Mahalchim, Achareihem, Uchol Yisrael Achareihem. So the Mishnah says that anybody who goes into the Azara or the Tosefis Azara is going to be Chayev, a carbon olive yore, who goes in Betuma, because if the adding on was done al pidin, because the Tosefis Azara is just like the Azara. Because it says Amos Sifan al Ahir, you're only adding on to Yerushalayim and the Azaris, if you have the Rishus of Amelech, a Novi, or a Mitum, Sanhedrin of 71, two Lachmei Toda, that they surround the Makom HaMiskadesh, Shir, they sing, there's music, and then the Beis Din walk, and then first you have the two Todos. Shnei Lachmei Toda, and then you have the Beis Din after them, and the Jews after them, and on this there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Rav Huna says you need everything, and Rav Nachman says no, v'achas mikol elu, even one of them is enough. But you see, I'll call upon him that they're talking in the context of the Mishnah of being Mekadesh Yazar, And the Funa says you need all of them because the Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Asid Lava. And then, since it's already holy in the future, so this Kiddush that Ezra did is only a Zecher. Therefore, in Nehemiah, Perek Yud-Beis, Pesukim Chav Zayin to Mem Daled, Ezra didn't fulfill all the conditions of the Mishnah. Why? Why didn't Ezra fulfill all the conditions of the Mishnah? Because he was only doing it to Zecher L'Dover. You can't learn the Dinam of Didei Kiddush Shir Ba'Azaris when you're Mekadesh it in the first place, and then it has to be fulfill all the conditions. But afterwards, it's not necessary anymore because, like in time of Ezra, because it's Kitchel Asid Lava. Here Rashi doesn't say Misha. There's no Misha Techra, it's Pashut. Rav Nachman says, Achas Mikol Eilu Tnan, because of Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita, but Kitchel Asid Lava. He holds that the Kedusha Rishona is holy at first, but not Asid Lava. Here it doesn't say Misha Techra because it's Pashut. Once there's no more bias, there's nothing. And therefore, when you see Ezra's Mekadesh without fulfilling all the conditions, it must be you don't need all the conditions. Hakol Panim, there was no room to tumim. So you see that it's talking there about the Kedushas HaBayis. So that explains all the chalukim between the two sugyas, and it's all based on the Yisod that the Sugya Megillah is talking about the Kedusha of the holiest place in Yerushalayim, but not al-bayis, therefore there's no emphasis on bias. And the Sugya in Shavuos is an emphasis on bias because there it's talking about the Kedusha HaBayis itself, and not Kedusha HaBayis only as it stems from the Kedusha Yerushalayim. And we shall all be Zoha, Lilmodu, Lilamid, Lishma, Velasi, Lakaim, Skoldivri, Samut, Rasu, Behava, Amen, Via, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.